I'm Glenn O'Jard from News of the North, and I'd like to thank you for coming along in this internet-only deep dive. This time, we dive into the source of Juneau's power. The City Assembly approved two motions on Monday night after discussing the goals that the City and Borough of Juneau had when negotiating their role in Hydro One's acquisition of Avista, which is the company that owns AEL&P. The first motion was put forth by Norton Gregory for the City of Juneau to begin the process of intervention by allocating $75,000 for legal counsel. The second motion was from Beth Weldon to direct the city manager to negotiate the city's goals and request an update from him by February 26th. The City Assembly was unified in their belief that they would work towards the best interest of Juneau ratepayers and would not begin to spend money from the general fund unless negotiations between the parties broke down. In an official release, AEL&P gave assurances that Avista will remain the owner of AEL&P even after the transaction with Hydro One closes. Assemblymember Rob Edwardson believes that the public largely wants the city to intervene to ensure public interest, stating that,
I think the public is concerned about the protections, and there's 55 conditions that are, I think they're required in places like Washington and Oregon. And up here, I think they may be more optional. And I believe what the public wants to see is they want to see as many of those 55 as applied to this deal.
When asked what the most important takeaway from the meeting was, Edwardson said that
the Assembly is looking out for reliable and affordable electricity.
Assemblymember Beth Weldon was concerned that the City and Borough of Juneau should negotiate for as long as possible since it was the lowest cost option. I asked her what her priorities were moving forward, and she stated,
well, first of all, I think we need to take care of some of the fear that the public has in regards to the ownership of Snettisham, about the transmission line, and whether or not an independent power producer can go into that, and also just some other concerns about what happens to the AJT land. So I think we kind of accomplished that tonight by going into negotiation. The city manager now has to do quite a bit of research, and hopefully he'll find some answers, because this is obviously not an area that we specialize in.
I asked her what the public should know about the sale moving forward, and she responded,
I think the city attorney made it quite clear tonight that the project is going forward through the RCA, and our ability to change the project at this point is fairly limited. We have to meet criteria to intervene, and the public should know that, because it sounds easy to say, well, we should be at the table, but by technical reasons, we may not be allowed at the table.
In a statement from AEL&P, they maintain that Snettisham has been secured for the benefit of Juneau, and those benefits are required to be preserved for Juneau customers, and the City and Borough of Juneau has right to first refusal if Snettisham is sold. During the meeting, Assemblymember Jesse Keel noted the importance of open access tariffs when negotiating with the parties in question. He explained them as follows.
Basically, those are the rules that utilities in the lower 48 use when somebody wants to move power across their lines. The local ratepayers don't have to cover the cost of any upgrades if you need bigger lines or bigger towers, but a local utility can't say, sorry, we're not interested. And so those rules in the lower 48 are friendlier to independent power producers than state of Alaska's laws. And so I think it's going to be beneficial over the very long term as more and more renewable power gets generated here in Juneau and can be sold elsewhere.
It is not clear at this point if the Regulatory Commission of Alaska will allow Juneau to intervene in the sale. In a statement from AEL&P, they argue that Hydro One's rates will not affect their own, and because they are regulated by the RCA, Alaska law and RCA precedent prohibit AEL&P from charging rates that would subsidize Hydro One's customers. When I asked Jesse Keel what he believed to be the most important takeaway from the meeting, he told me that,
I think the most important thing is that the Assembly is getting the city involved to protect the very long-term interests of ratepayers, people who live and build businesses here in Juneau. You'd never know who's going to own a company or a business 50 or 100 years from now. And so if we can get binding commitments that really protect the long-term economy of Juneau and the opportunities here in Juneau, that will help our city for generations to come. I think it's great. We probably should have done this when ownership moved to Spokane. I think it's great that the city is getting involved now.
I'm Glenn Ojard from News of the North, and I'd like to thank you for coming along in this internet-only deep dive. And remember, the only way that we succeed in this business is if people are listening. So if you know someone that might be interested in this issue, please give us a share and come back to see us on KINYradio.com, where every story is free to see every day.